This is the NPC Cafe Part 2. The issue is when you're dealing with fucking people who are just absolute fuck-ups of human beings, is I think it's important to sort of not condemn them as in like just... but to sort of have a degree of compassion towards them, you know? To saying, well, you know, whatever's gone on in their life and that they've got the mum and dad's tapes looping around inside their head and they're just stuck in all this sort of shit, you know, and you know, they're taught to sort of condemn anything that requires change, you know, and you know, I'm a fucking huge threat because the only thing they've got is each other and their own each other, and they subscribe to each other's fucking crap, and that's all they've fucking got, you know. So if you take that away from them, their life and their fucking relationship, everything fucking just dissolves, you know. And, but part of that also is that I'm not obliged to put up with their shit, so I don't have to. And, you know, there's could, which is capable of and having an understanding of, and then there's can't, which is, this is just shit, you know what I mean? And so I thought I really could just, you know, set up camp on their fucking doorstep outside their shop, you know, and give free coffee away to everybody that comes past and do it for say 3 weeks, and I might say spend a couple $100 on the process, but they won't make sales, they won't make wages, they won't make income, you know, and it'll send them broke, you know. And I could do shit like that, but yeah, I thought I've got better things to do. And you know, they're just mainly just a toxic sort of an irritant. And what I came up with is that, you know, the best thing I can do is if I happen to be going past and they sort of look at me and give me that fucking asshole, you know, just look at them and laugh, you know, because they're a fucking pathetic joke, you know. It's not my problem, it's their problem, you know. It's like I don't remember which recording it's in, but Wayne Dwyer, he spoke of how, you know, when you squeeze an orange, what do you get out of it? Orange juice. You know, when you squeeze a lemon, what do you get out of it? Lemon juice. When you squeeze nasty people, you get poison, you know. It's not me that's making them like that. That's the way they are. So, yeah, just celebrate, you know, that I can not buy into their bullshit, that I can leave it with them and I can get on with my own life just by fucking ignoring them, you know? And that's a great punishment when they've got no one to play their fucking games with, you know? You know? Oh, he's a fucking cunt, he is. I heard this about him, I heard that about him, rah, 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 rah. And I just go pedalling past and ha, 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 don't give a fuck, you know. Point the finger, you know. I'll not even do that, just look at him and laugh and get on with my life. And just leave them to fucking, this is their choice in life, you know. No one makes them change, and no one can force them to change, but if they want a fucking part of their sort of thing is like how they've been undermined all their lives from their own families of origin, well, they're doing that, they're trying to play that shit off onto me, and it doesn't work, so, you know, be happy. And be happy in their presence.